It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's the breaking news. Daniel's not starting anymore. We just wasted our time.
Oh, and this is a good time to be in this town. There's four teams to talk about. We have breaking baseball news.
Okay. What team is it about?
The Yankees.
The Yankees. American Yankees, Yankees news. What do we got?
All right.
Hopefully not an injury. We don't need that.
I don't know if you want to play the guessing game, but we had this conversation on our show yesterday. The Yankees are moving one of their starters to the bullpen for the next turn in the rotation. And according to this, Aaron Boone said...
the guess.
All right.
Nestor.
You're going Nestor Cortez?
Yes. Because he was good at it when he did it.
Yeah, I think Nestor kind of fits the role. Not the ninth inning role or getting big outs late, but that, hey, starter gets in trouble. I can go to him in the fourth or fifth inning. He's a lefty. He's crafty. I think he fits that role, and I think that's the easiest answer for now because, truthfully, there's a second guy that's going to get moved to the bullpen. Now, that's going to happen come playoff time. We still have a few weeks. This is the Yankees going from a six-man rotation to a five-man rotation. So my brain is debating between Nestor Cortez and Clark Schmidt that the Yankees may make the decision. You know what? Clark looked good his first game back. He's had a great year. He's been a bullpen arm. Let's get him ready for it. So my brain is debating Clark and Nestor. I'm going to go with Clark Schmidt.
All right, I'm going to read you the full tweet from Brian Hoke.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Let's hear it.
Marcus Stroman is moving to the bullpen for this turn of the rotation.
Wow.
As Nestor Cortez will make his next start.
Wow.
Aaron Boone said they could go five-man rotation the next time through as well. Stroman would be available in relief beginning on Sunday.
Wow.
That's surprising.
I'm very, very surprised.
I'm stunned.
I'm interested to hear the response from Stroman when he gets the media availability.
I think he's going to be nothing but classy and give kind of a toned-down version of what Nestor said.
I know what he's going to say, but I'm interested to hear how he says it.
How he frames it?
Yes.
I think he's going to...
Read between the words.
Yeah, I don't even think he's going to say anything that's going to make you think... Like, he's angry or mad. I think it's going to be very similar to Nestor, in which it's like, I prefer to start. But look, here's the reality with Marcus Stroman. You look at his second half numbers, and this is very similar to last year, but last year there was an injury, so we kind of explained it away, and it certainly wasn't even here, so it's not like we cared as much about it. He hasn't been the same guy in the second half. Like, he just hasn't.
Yeah.
And so if you're making this decision just based on who's pitching the best,
right,
and that is only the way you're doing it.
Right, you earn it.
Yeah. I could see you leaning towards, well, Stroh's had a lot of clunkers mixed in there. He's had some good ones mixed in there, too. Hasn't all been clunkers, but he's had a lot of clunkers mixed in there. Clark Schmidt was pitching incredibly well before he got hurt, looked good upon his return. Nestor has responded. You know, Luis Gil's not an option, in my opinion, the way he's pitching.
Nope.
Rodon is a guy that they were never going to move either. And he's also, like, tantalizing because there are times in which you look at him and say, oh, man, he looks great. But then there are other times in which he's just very, very mediocre.
Yeah.
So I guess he's the other kind of option if you're doing it based on results. But did he frame it as if this is it, or can he rejoin the rotation after skipping a turn?
Yeah, I mean, Sean, you have to tell us the context of this. And I know it's just a Hoke tweet, but there's got to be other info that's come out around this.
Yeah, so I'm looking for that. We don't have the audio yet. There's just the more questions seem to be more about what's going on with the lineup right now to Aaron Boone. I don't know if you wanted to get into that at all.
Well, we should, so go ahead.
Okay. So Alex Verdugo is playing tonight, and Dominguez is sitting for the second time in three games.
Jeez.
So immediately off the Stroman thing, Boone is being asked about that. Apparently, Dominguez is going to be inserted back into lineup tomorrow, and then it'll be Judge DHing tomorrow. So a lot of moving parts. It seems like they're trying to get Verdugo in there as much as possible. On Stroman from there.
Is this just a lefty-righty platoon thing? Is it what it sounds?
No, because he's facing right. They're facing righties, and they're just making changes. It sounds like it's we don't want to bench Alex Verdugo completely. We're going to just go back and forth between Dominguez and Verdugo, and it's tough because it's difficult to get Dominguez going when he missed a lot of time this season, and now you're not playing him every day.
Yeah.
This actually reminds me a little bit of the way the Mets handled Vientos in the past, where he was just never given the full opportunity. And I know it's tough in the middle of September to do that, but they called him up, and he can't play back-to-back games, essentially.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to manage the mindset of Alex Verdugo, who was brought here for a reason. He had that dog mentality. We saw it and we kind of loved it at the beginning of the season. It's waned, but it started to come back a little bit. So you're managing who he is, and that's difficult, especially when it's a young player who might give you a better chance, but he hasn't proven that he.
We're managing how Alex Verdugo feels, but Marcus Stroman go to the bullpen. I mean, he's a veteran. Like they're both kind of similar in that regard.
Yeah, but Marcus Stroman, we know that he's not going to be. He hasn't earned his way to being one of the starters.
Has Verdugo?
No, of course not. But neither has Dominguez. You know what I mean?
So it's like
there's an alternative to Stroman. Like, there's better alternatives.
Yeah,
now, there's an argument with Nestor, obviously, if you want to, throw him up on a board and, do the pros and cons. But neither one of the right fielders or left fielders have earned it yet.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.